to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 221-1402, which you obviously know because all the lines are busy already. What have we done already? If you want to listen to us via the computer, just go to kqms.com and we stream. And you can listen to us that way. If you can't quite hear us, go to 1670 AM. That's 10,000 watts. And that you can hear everywhere. All the way up to Cedarville, one of the most beautiful areas in the world, and all the way down to Williams, which is another area of California. And speaking of others, Frosty.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. Today, and I don't want to be flipping here, but today is a day of memory for something that occurred yesterday and that should affect everybody here in the North State. And I'd like to introduce my wife, Linda. Good morning.
Good morning. And as Carl mentioned yesterday, we lost one of our warriors from the North State, a very loved man, and his name?
Tyler Viette. He's 21, was killed on a mission in Afghanistan. And, you know, one of the things, and we're dedicating this show to Tyler.
And his family.
And his family, and our thoughts and prayers go to he and his family. He has a wife and a one-year-old daughter. They're up at Fort Lewis, Washington. I did not know him. However, Frosty, you know the family. Is that correct?
Yeah, I actually worked with his dad a couple of times. And I had met him a few times. He'd come up into the radio booth a few times.
When they were doing
Shasta High School and the college football games. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I said a Central Valley High School graduate. He played football and baseball and basketball. And so
he was an all-star. But here's the thing, my friends, is we forget. We go out and we do our things. We get so upset with each other over words. You know, if somebody says something, oh, you're horrible, and then you call each other names, you call each other, terrible names, accuse each other of being Nazis and everything. And this, as I said, it's so naively stupid to people that do that, who have never seen death and destruction. And we forget that our young men and women and our older men and women are out there on the lines every day. And they're in two wars that's going on now in Iraq and Afghanistan. You can't forget that. And sometimes it returns to us in the death of one of our own. And, when I say I don't know Tyler, that's not really true, because I know Tyler. I know 50,000 Tylers and other Marines and soldiers that I've served with. Our guest today, Dr. Randy Smith, a Vietnam veteran, and he knows them too.
Good morning.
Good morning. Randy's here to talk about something else, but he also has been there and seen it. So he knows what people are going through. We've got to take a quick break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio, and you need to remember our warriors. They write a check when they enter the service. We hope it's never cash, but sometimes it is. News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our guest today is Dr. Randy Smith, who's here to talk about the Community Creek cleanup. And so throughout the hour, we're going to be talking about a lot of projects that are going on that you, our listeners, would be interested in. But we have the phones lit up, so let's go to the phones.
Daniel, good morning to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. I want to first put out my salute to Tyler Viente.
Good.
I saw that last night, and it made me pretty sad, but I'm proud of him for serving. I also like to say that Congresswoman Diane Watson, I think that she needs to study her history a little bit. She puts the praises out there for Che Rivera and some of those fools down there in Cuba, and people of her ilk would be dead if she was having the opportunity to have them be in charge of her.
Now, she was the one that praised Che Guevara and Castro, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
And she did this out in public, too, didn't she?
Yeah, and it's kind of sad that we have Congress people out there who don't study history, they don't understand what's going out there, and saying foolish things such as this.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. The you know, and I see people wearing the Che Guevara. Hey, whose cell phone was that? Oh, mine. Che Guevara's photo, or you know, picture on their shirts, and they don't realize that just what exactly Che did and the amount of people he killed and murdered. So, hey, Daniel, thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
You bet. Hey, Cheryl, I know we're changing subjects here. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm just so sad to hear about Tyler. And I guess what I'm saying today about Patriot Golf Day goes right along with what you were talking about, remembering.
Yeah, can you explain a little bit about Patriot Golf
Day?
Sure.
Patriot Golf Day is actually Patriot Golf Weekend, Labor Day weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. This is where any golfers out there can go to any North State facility, even over on the coast, down to Oroville, Table Mountain, up to Paradise, any golf facility in the North State. We're all participating in Patriot Golf Day, and that's where you can donate money to Folds of Honor, which is an organization started by Dan Rooney, a PGA member, and also an F-16 fighter pilot. He wants to raise money to give educational scholarships to all of the families of fallen or disabled soldiers. And so I think I heard you say that Tyler has a one-year-old son or child, and that child will have the opportunity to take part in these college scholarships when he's old enough. So
it's a daughter.
Excuse me. Thank you.
But it's still the same thing.
She
would be able to get a scholarship via these funds that you're that you all are raising.
Correct. Every North State facility, golf facility this weekend is going to have a display of some sort for Patriot Golf Day, allowing the golfers to give a donation if they'd like. And some of the golf courses will even have little games and little mini tournaments and all kinds of things that this money will all go towards educational scholarships the families of the deceased.
I understand all the money goes into the fund. Is that right?
Yeah, all the money goes into the Folds of Honor.
Right. There's none kept out or anything like that.
Pardon me?
There's none that's kept out or anything like that.
No, the only thing that's really it's split up between 529 scholarship funds. They have an endowment set up, and last year, or within the last 2 years, they've already given out over 550 college scholarships in the last 2 years. So every year they're going to give out.
And this is to the sons and daughters of fallen warriors, correct?
Well, it's actually to the family. So many of the fallen warriors are very young, so their children will be able to take advantage down the road, but their spouses can take advantage actually right away. So
it's
open to someone who wants to go to college to be able to prepare take care of their family.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway,
it's a great thing you're doing, Cheryl.
It's kind of one of those things where tell your spouse that you have a free pass this weekend to go golfing because it's for a good cause.
Excellent.
If you golf once a year, this is the time to do it.
Yes, definitely. And thanks for letting me be on the air.
Absolutely, Cheryl. Thanks for your call. Have
a
great one.
Thing.
Bye.
Let's go to Ed.
Ed, you're on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Well, after the sad news on Afghanistan and all, I don't know, it's kind of a change of topic here, but I guess I'll stick to it. Go ahead. I wanted your comment on the Reading City Council last night, and I just want to say it seems to me like they're kind of giving socialism the bad name with their REU policies, raising the late fees to pay for police officers.
Well, it seems kind of strange there, doesn't it?
It's been 2 months now since you posted that file for me showing that the Reading rates are higher, and you know, these people are paying late fees because they're being overcharged in the first place, is kind of my feeling about it. And I don't know how your listeners feel about, get so upset about, you know, I'll be your sacrificial single policy payer if you want a guest on socialized medicine. But it seems to me to make a whole lot more sense to run the medical system by the government than to run utilities if this is what they're going to do to their ratepayers.
Well, but I tell you what, having the government run anything sometimes is questionable. You know, it's not that they're not trying, but it's, you know, in your case, Ed, I understand that, you know, you've worked really hard to keep your electricity usage almost to nothing, and they're still charging you more.
I'm a PG&E. This doesn't, you know, that's the weird thing. I don't understand how Reading Electric utility customers are such sorry sheep, because they're still being lied to regarding the rates by, you know. I went to last night, but a month ago, 2 weeks ago, I went to the city council meeting, and I put it both to Murray, who was not there as far as I know, and REU Director Hooser. You know, you guys wrote comments in the Reading City count in the record searchlight that were lies. Are you going to fix them? And they haven't. And the Reading Electric Utilities webpage still is making false statements. I mean, you say they're trying, but... You know, no government employee has a right to lie to the,
no, you're absolutely right.
To the people.
So. No, and you're right. And, you know, the thing about it is that there should be transparency, and there should be, and, you know, there are two sides to both argument, to each argument, of course. But people need to read what you wrote, and it's on our website, Free Fire Radio. Okay.
Well, I hope you, when there's a chance, I hope you get Hooser on again, and...
He is always
put the same question to him yourself. Yeah. If I don't get to call in,
so. Well, he has always come on when we invited him on. So
okay. Maybe we'll get him on next week, Ed.
Well, okay, I appreciate that, right. and thanks for the time.
You bet.
Thanks for your call, Ed. I can understand the frustration for many people. We're going to take a break, but coming up, we're going to talk about cleaning up the creeks and how you can help, and some great information. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, if you're just tuning in, it's Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. Our guest today is Dr. Randall Smith. We're here to talk about the 4th Annual Community Creek Clear-Up. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Shoot.
Well, thank you for allowing this presentation, because there are several venues for people to get involved in helping our local resources during the month of September, leading up to the 4th Annual Community Creek Cleanup on the 3rd of October. And I just wanted your listeners to know about these events, because there's really no excuse for not getting involved. There are several different places and several unrelated but nonetheless valuable ways to participate. And I'll just go down this list, and then we can talk about the cleanup, if
okay.
That's all right. The first is actually on the 12th of September, and that is the Trail and Bikeways Council is... cleaning up the West Side Trail, and this is just a trash pickup. And the contact for all of these would be the Western Shasta Resource Conservation District. And if people want to call down there, they can find out the exact locations and times and so forth.
So this is the where you can clean up the bike trail for litter. And this might
be
a great school project, or like Cub Scouts or Eagle Scouts, and get your
families.
Kids involved.
Absolutely.
Because
sure.
This is our community, and people litter, and it's a very rewarding. Okay, so give us again where one would go to find out. That was a long thing.
The Shasta County Resource, actually all of these have a contact number, but if you call the Western Shasta Resource Conservation District, they have a telephone number of 365-7332, extension 207. You will get a hold of Maureen Tebert, and she will be able to tell you all about all of these things that I'm going to list kind of quickly.
Okay.
And all these are volunteers that are going out to clean up. It's not costing the city. It's not costing the taxpayers.
Absolutely
anything.
Right. Yes.
But yet it's it's a great thing that y'all are doing. But the big thing is it's saving us money, and it's making our environment better.
Okay. What's the next after the West?
The next one is on the 19th of September, the following Saturday, and that is sponsored by the Shasta Land Trust. And that's cleaning up the Henderson Open Space, which is a piece of about 60 acres south of the Cypress Street Bridge on the southeast abutment. Very few people know about it, but it is city property, and it does attract a fair amount of illegal camping, and there's shopping carts and litter. Mm-hmm. Again, this is a litter pickup, but it's also a familiarization opportunity for people to go and see this lovely place, which is big trees and right along the river.
Wow. Okay, so that's...
The next weekend, the Bureau of Land Management is undertaking a cleanup of the Clear Creek Trail at the Horsetown Clear Creek Preserve, and that's 7 miles west of Highway 273. And they're going to have a lunch, as well as the Whiskeytown National Recreation Area is having their annual pickup lake litter on the same day at about the same time. So people have the opportunity during September to participate in several different ways with a larger piece of California, which is called Coastal Cleanup, sponsored by the California Coastal Commission. This is their 25th anniversary, Silver Jubilee, of an effort that was started for beaches in California, but now extends, believe it or not, to the Owens Valley, which never reaches the sea. And the final event is the granddaddy of them all, and that's on the 3rd of October, and that's the 4th annual community cleanup. And that's something new this year, so we'll talk about that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we've got Assemblyman Nielsen is also on the phone. He's got some comments for the water on the water update and what's going on with that. So this is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us after the news.
Hey, welcome back. It's Free Fire Radio here, News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl and Linda Bott, and our guest today is Dr. Randall Smith. We've been talking about the Community Creek cleanup and some of the dates, and we're going to direct you to a website. It's www.shastacreek.com and www.shastacreeks.com, where you can register, and that way you can just get to business. And the event on October 3rd is not a litter pickup, correct, Andy? Am I correct, Randy?
it's more than a litter pickup, because there is some litter along the river, but this is 3.5 miles of the Sacramento River from the Diesel Horse Bridge to the Stress Ribbon Bridge on the south side of the Sacramento River Trail. And we'll be picking up non-native vegetation, primarily Himalayan blackberry and ailanthus, or tree of heaven, with five commercial chippers, throwing that back on the environment in a useful way. So it's more than just a litter pickup.
Great. Speaking of environment,
let's go to the phones. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen is on to give us an update on water. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. I compliment everyone for their cleanup efforts along that river. Now we just have to hope there's going to be some water in it.
Yeah, well, Randy's been one of the primary movers and shakers on this, and I don't even think people realize how much he's done for our community. But, okay, what's going on with the water? Are we going to have any? Is there even going to be a place for a fish to be floated through here?
There's going to be quite a battle. Senator Onnestad and I have been named two of the conferees on a conference committee on water policy and the bond that will convene at 9 o'clock this morning, probably be meeting through the weekend. I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but the most important thing is to stop the empowering of a council for the Delta that would have dictatorial control over water, including water rights and everything else in the state of California. That will be a part of our debate.
This is kind of like a water czar, isn't it, Jim?
It's even worse. It's a water dictatorship. It's called the Delta Stewardship Council and their appointed water master. They would be appointed, subject to Senate confirmation, not accountable to anybody, a literal fourth branch of government. That's one side of the debate. Another side will be a bond and our fight to get water storage to ensure supplies and flood control for California. I'm reasonably confident the makeup of the conference committee means that we at least have a fighting chance to stop the stewardship council and to get some storage.
Yeah, but you know what, Jim, I hate to say this, but, the stupidest things have come out. This thing about the dredging that just shut down millions of dollars worth of business here. Schwarzenegger signed it based on, on something that may or may not even be happening, based on the fact there's already been 12 environmental studies that said that dredging wasn't hurting the rivers. I mean, it all comes right back to everybody. Where's the money on this? Somebody's making money off this. Jim, who is it?
Well, these issues are being pushed by the left-wing hardcore environmental groups in all candor, Carl, and so is this Delta Stewardship Council. One of the undergirding things that's the most concern it should be to the citizens in this Stewardship Council, elected representatives of the people are giving up their authority to represent the people and to make these decisions about water. And in terms of the sentencing commission related to criminal justice, elected representatives are giving up the people's authority to make sentencing law. So two huge things that are in the middle of, right in the middle of right now, that are taking away the authority of the people to make through their elected representatives their decisions.
Yeah, hey, our guest, Randy Smith's got a question for you.
Assemblyman, all respect for the voter. Salmon can't vote. Will they be represented on this commission that you meeting at 9 o'clock?
They absolutely are. They absolutely already are. The existing authorities make the decisions through the legislators as far as preserving the salmon, and we've done a lot of work in that. Meet turned back in the 1980s, Senate Bill 1086, the master plan, the Sacramento River. Zeke Grader said that that Senate Bill 1086 did more to save the salmon in those years than anything else. So absolutely, environmental use of water is conclusively and absolutely a part of the deal. And keep in mind, fixing the Delta, there are more issues in the Delta in California. Water for all Californians and all environmental uses in California are part of the deal. So, of course, environmental use is absolutely a part of it.
So what
not as dictated by a non-accountable body.
So what can we do, Jim, to help out here from up here? Do we need to call people, write what?
Well, I guess you really don't have to write your elected representatives in terms of that, but it's always appropriate to communicate to elected representatives, I would say, to the administration as well, to the governor.
You know, there's another committee. You know, the Fish and Game Commission is the one that sets the limits on game, and also says what the limits are for fishing, and they're the ones, I believe, that they canceled the fishing. But they can also say where the types of ammunition that can be used throughout the state. This is another commission that exists already, Jim, and answers to no one except the governor.
Well, there's a bill on that as well, limiting the number of rounds that anybody can buy, the 50-round issue.
Now, that's different. That's a different one. That's about ammo. This other is the Fish and Game Commission. It's got like six members on it that can do all these things, and they do not answer to the elected officials. You know, I've asked about that. Who has control of these people? And now we're getting ready to set up another one for something that's even more important about where the water's going.
That's absolutely correct. And again, the elected representatives are giving up their authority, their ability to represent the people through their votes to these unelected, unaccountable bodies. It's a terrible trend in government.
Well, you know, I see. You know, it starts at the national level with 39 czars now, I think, or in the national level, anywhere from health care to AIDS to, I don't know, magic. I'm not sure what that is. But, you know, I hate any time we give up any of our rights, which the government keeps, you know, incrementally chipping away at.
So, yeah, well, the fight must continue. And we've got, in terms of water, we've got to remember that there are humans that need water. There are industrial, agricultural, and domestic users and environmental users of water. All of those must be assured and protected, but they can't be protected by a dictatorial, unaccountable body.
That's right. You know, please keep us informed on this, because, you know, I tell you what, you know, it's just another example of people that are bypassing, you know, the election, the elective process to get their own little ways. You know, I don't like it.
Well, I'll be probably, Senator Anastad and I will be probably meeting all through the weekend on this conference. We'll keep you posted.
Okay.
And again, Sam, thank you for the cleanup out there. We sure support you.
Hey, Jim, one last thing is we just had a North State warrior fall in Afghanistan, was killed yesterday. Tyler
Viette
was killed yesterday, and he comes here. He comes from the Shasta Lake area. He was a Central Valley High School graduate. We're dedicating a show to him. I just wanted to let you know in case you had not heard about it.
I had not. Thank you. I will make sure that assembly adjourns in his honor and we get proper memorials to his family.
Thank you.
Be with him.
Thank you, Assemblyman. Appreciate your effort on our behalf.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Randy, you've been here. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about water, river, trails, creeks, what you've seen in the past few years and what you see coming up and how we today can make a change. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Let's go to the phones here. Ron, you're on Free Fire Radio.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you ever heard of robots that they could use over in Afghanistan or anything?
Yes, and I've seen those in use in Iraq.
Okay. I listened to Bill Wattenberg on 810 on KGO last week, and according to him, he can't get anybody really interested in these things.
Oh, no, that's not true. I've seen them used, and what they do is it's almost like bomb disposal robots. They send them out. The problem with an IED, and this is the, you know, this was the, in former wars, it used to be like indirect fire or direct fire weapons that caused the casualties. In Iraq and now Afghanistan, the large percentage of casualties, of course, are from the improvised explosive devices. And the thing is they spent billions and billions of dollars on trying to figure out how to combat these. Part of it is robots. Part of it is just something as simple as running an extension to a truck with, you know, more wheels that weighs 200 pounds in front of the truck, 10 feet in front of it, so it'll explode it. So I can tell you is that they have used. Now, I also know is that they're building stuff as we speak right now in the experimental divisions to try and, meet this weapon. It's you know, you can set these things off with a garage door opener. You know, you can set these things off with a garage door opener, cell phones, whatever. And so it's a very difficult weapon to defeat.
Well, according to Bill, if they can run these things over, and these little robots are hardwired, so because they used remote control and they figured how to shut those down, so now they run them with hard wires.
That's right, they do.
And he said that they were actually showing these congressmen and senators how these things worked. And they weren't even interested. And at the same time, I guess five Marines went into a building over there somewhere, and they set off a tripwire and killed all five of them.
Yeah, you know what? You know, people forget that, you know, what's going on in Afghanistan and Iraq. That, you know, we had 46 people killed, 46 of our young men and women or older men and women killed in Afghanistan last month. And I tell you, and everybody needs to kind of write this down. It's not going to get any better.
No, it's not.
It's not going to get any better. This is, we're in this all the way. And if we're not going to fight to win this, then let's start pulling our people out of there. Because Afghanistan is a tough nut to crack. And I wish that the administration would come up with a package on how they're going to do this. It doesn't change every other week. You know, I applaud the fact that you put a lot of people in there. But I deplore the fact that if they don't have a strategy to make it work. Otherwise, we're going to be nickel and dimed just like this.
So you say they've actually used those robots over there then?
Absolutely. I've seen it. And it's almost, you know, they go up, they have the cameras in them, they go up to cars that they think are, you know, have got bombs in them or roadside packages. And I've seen that happen over there.
Okay, I was just curious because according to him, that the people are, the congressmen, the senators, the generals are not really interested in these
things.
Well,
I tell you what, you know, you talk to a general, I have yet ever to meet a general who did not give a damn about his people. You know, I mean, they may be, you know, 4-star generals, but they sure care about those Marines under them. So thanks a lot, Ron.
Okay, thank you.
Jim, H.R. 45.
Yes. Have you spoken about that yet this morning?
Not yet, but I was getting ready to. I researched the one yesterday about the income tax one, where it says you have to put your weapons on your income tax form 1040. That is not true. That is something that was introduced back in the year 2000. It never went anywhere. H.R. 45, however, by the Chicago Assembly or representative, has gone into committee. H.R. 45 says that before you buy a weapon, they want a little bit of information from you. They want thumbprints. They want photos. They want to have access to your medical records. They want to have access to where you're keeping your weapons, which means they can come in and check on them if you say, because you've got to keep them locked up. So H.R. 45, it's been introduced several times before. It's never gotten out of committee, though, Jim. It doesn't say it couldn't this time, but I have a feeling since they can't even come back and reintroduce the ban on, quote, assault weapons, which God knows what an assault weapon is. I think any weapon is an assault weapon because you can be hit with it. I don't think this will get out of committee. I'd be very surprised if it did. However, we will keep our eyes on it.
Okay, well, what I heard about the H.R. 45 was, and this is through the internet, and but was even guns that you already owned, who had any firearm with a detachable magazine, which is a clip, and not registered, and were found using it, whether you're hunting or target shooting, even using it for legal purposes, you were found in possession of that, and it was not not registered. It was a Class A felony, and you were subject to 5 years in prison and loss of your rights to life.
Again, Jim, there's so many onerous things about this H.R. 45 that I did not see that in there, but it could be in there. But again, this is something that has not gotten out of committee. It's been introduced by this guy, who, by the way, is a former Black Panther who spent time in jail for illegal weapons possession. And it has not gotten out of committee, even though it's been introduced several times before. Again, this is something that we need to keep our eyes on. And you got to kind of watch what you see on the internet. There's something called factchecker.org that's pretty good. You might want, when you see those things, or you just come to this show because we will check it for you.
Well, I hope you keep your eyes on it and keep us appraised as to what you learn, because you're right. There are a lot of erroneous things going on on the internet, and some of them you can check, and some of them you can't.
That's right.
That I looked at, I actually pulled up what I thought was a copy of the bill, and what I just quoted you, I read from the copy of the bill.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know that it's true.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing is, there's different copies around, just kind of like the health reform issue, which we won't even start today. But, hey, Jim, thanks a lot for your call. We got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, any last thoughts here, Randy, on the cleanup?
Well, just to tell your audience that this program on the 3rd of October is something a little different than what we've done before, because this focuses on non-native vegetation. And it's important for both access and the aesthetics of what's down by the river that people can't get to. As Jennifer Scarborough said recently, Sacramento River Trail, but there are places where you can't even see the river. And we're going to do something about that on the 3rd of October. If people will come and help us, 3.5 miles will look very differently on the 4th of October.
What we're going to do is we're going to get a Free Fire Radio group of hackers out there under direction. And we'll come out there and hack and clear.
That's what we
need. And we'll take volunteers here, and we will be pushing this.
Now, there's several dates in September for different sections in the Great Redding area. If you want to find out, you can go to Redding Community Services, or there is a number that you can call, which is 365-7332, extension 207. And ask, what's your name?
Maureen Tabert will tell you about the projects, and the city services is actually Kim Niemer, and she'll tell you all about what's going on at Community Creek Cleanup, which is on the 3rd of October. The other events are in September.
Right. Hey, thank you very much,
thank
Dr. Randall Smith. Nancy, we only got a couple of seconds here.
Yes, thank you, Carl and Linda Bott. I tell you, you guys are out there really beating the bush and getting things out in the open for people to see, and we appreciate that. And I listen to you guys regularly. Part of the reason I called is just simply say thank you so much for being part of our Celebrity Waiter Night as our stars.
Oh, yeah.
And, September 12th from 7 to 9:30. There's a few seats left, not many. But those who would like to come and celebrate with us in support of our local agencies, about 18 of them, over 200 programs, really a community-wide effort. I just want to thank you and wow, thank heaven you're there.
Well, thank you, United Way. That is on the 12th, and it's $30.
Okay.
So it'll be a great cause. We're going to have a good time.
Thank you, Nancy. Henry, you have 30 seconds, and we have really got to go.
Yeah, I think all the environmentalists should get 20 acres, a mule, and a walking plow if they're truly environmentalists, and leave their Mercedes at home.
Okay, thanks a lot. John, you've got 10 seconds.
Good morning, Carl. I'm just fed up with Obama not getting us out of Afghanistan. We just lost another warrior up here in the North State, and he ran on that platform of ending these wars. It hasn't ended. A statement needs to be made. That war needs to stop.
Okay, John, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. He did say it. They're Obama's wars now, my friends. They're Obama's wars. This show is dedicated, but not for that. This show is dedicated to Tyler Fiette, a North State warrior who died in the defense of this country, leaving his family, his daughter. You know, he didn't ask for anything. He volunteered. We need to remember him and all the other warriors who are out there on the walls right now. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. It's the good guys against the bad guys, and you know what? We know who that good guy is. Thank you, Tyler.